Chapter 6. The Greenhouse. The crumbling cottage was all the way on the outskirts of the city, tucked away near a shimmering crystal lake. It was chillier than the center of the empire, so there was still a light frost covering every surface. Olivine had yet to reveal to Fire Opal and Starseed whom they were going to visit. They just knew that the pony in question was very mysterious. The three ponies crouched in the crystal berry bushes near the front door. "So, who lives here?" Fire Opal whispered. "Can you tell us now?" Her eyes were alight with intrigue. "A zebra who can concoct potions? A bat pony? Daring do?" "My grandpa," Olivine said reverently, a sparkle in her eye. She crouched low as she trotted to the front door, signaling for the others to follow her. "Come on."
"You're what?"
Fire Opal stood up, no longer caring about keeping quiet. She turned to Starseed.
"Is she joking right now? Did she bring us all the way to visit her grandpa?"
Starseed shrugged in response and smiled, popping a crystal berry into her mouth. Not much fazed her. But they'd come this far. The two ponies had no choice but to follow Olive through the door.
"Shh,"
Olive hissed when it slammed closed behind Starseed. "We can't wake him." She gestured to an old stallion, snoozing peacefully in a big velvet chair. His glasses were one snore away from falling off his muzzle, and his white mane frizzed out in every direction, just like Olivine's. "I need to find one thing from here," whispered Olive, tip-hoofing through the room. "Don't touch anything." The old house was packed with shelves upon shelves of well-loved, dusty books and hundreds of potted plants of every variety. The combination of the warm temperature and the sunlight streaming in through the skylight made it feel like a cozy greenhouse. Starseed, who seemed to like it, started looking through one of the bookshelves. As the unicorn scanned the titles, she began to notice a theme. Almost all the books were about plants, seeds, or spells. She ran her hoof gently along the spines and picked one that was displayed prominently, entitled Indigenous Magical Plants of the North and South, Volume 5, Flowers. She was reading about a flower called a lazy lily, which supposedly filled ponies with lethargy, when some pony called her name. Starseed put the book down on the table and quickly trotted to join the others outside. Olivine and Fire Opal were staring at a small wooden box full of tiny pouches. Fire Opal crinkled her nose. "What are they?" "Supposedly, they're magical seeds," Olivine explained with a grin. She picked up a blue pouch and poured a few shimmering specks out onto her hoof. "My grandpa Alabaster has been collecting them forever. He always said that if planted, they would grow into the prettiest and weirdest flowers ever."
"I like the sound of that," Starseed said, nodding in approval. "But how weird?" "And what makes them magical?"
Fire Opal raised a suspicious eyebrow. For the first time ever, there was a flicker of real excitement in Olivine's eyes.
"I don't know, but we're going to plant them in the castle garden and find out."